Okay, Mary Rav Rabbi, I want to thank Kav Yishkacha Pratis, and Kav, and Kalal Loshen, and Torah Anytime, and Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. Now, Rabbi Say, we had a yid here from Chicago. He was a Rav in Chicago. His name was Rav Avram Leib Shor. He was a Talmud of Slabodki from way back. And Rav Shneur Zatzal used to invite him to speak in Lakewood. And he was great. I thought I was in Slabodki. The way I understood it, Rav Aaron wanted the Eilim to see a little taste of maybe of the other name, but for sure that's what we got. I thought I was in the way he talked and the way he was. He once said he's not really close to the Eibishtim these days. It was Elul. He says he remembers back in Slabodki. The way how close he was with the Eibishtim. A certain Yom Narayim, he felt very close. Being close to the Eibishtim. And then he used to cry when he said, Vaya Hashem al-Malach al-Kalaharetz. I mean, he was Meredik. I remember he said on Yosef HaTzadik, how come the brothers didn't mechap who he was? He said, a lot of people say, that's a pashtelt. He put up an act. That's what I remember him saying that. He spoke beautiful stuff. Now, I heard, he has his enikol here in Lakewood, a very chashuv, he's a reshiva today. His enikol was once packing his stuff, and he put on a tape of Rav Chatzkel. Now, he loved Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. Rav Chatzkel, that was his man. Now, I'm not saying Chas v'Chalila, nobody should take it the wrong way. But he couldn't, when he turned on Rav Chatzkel Shmuzin, he says, I can't listen to this. Now, why not? Now, I want to explain something. There's a type of shmuz that is good for some people, and for some people it's no good. There are certain shmuzin that are, some people could, it's from a raid. I can't hear that. It's not for me. Now, there's a different chinuch understands, is sensitive to a certain shmuz could chasiv shalom be detrimental to what you're here for. For someone else, it's Gan Eden. For you, it's no good. I try to avoid certain type of shmuzin because in my world, they awaken all the midas that I'm trying to run away from. There's enough negativism going on. It's not for me. It might be for someone else. I can't handle it. It puts me in a certain mode. The next day I'll be angry. I'll be developed tinnitus on frumkeit. I don't see anything wrong with frumkeit. I think nowadays whatever you do is good. So beep up frum. So what? And nowadays everything's good. But there's a lot of kilkulim come from certain, I had certain issues that I was very strong about, that I felt this is right, that's wrong, and I used to fight for it, and I was good at it, and people respected me for it. And through the years, I says, drop that whole business. It ain't healthy for you. It's not for you. It's the side of you that you want to get rid of, you're awakening that side. You want to be a kanoi, lamashal. Kanois. In Slabodki, they weren't good with that. Hagam Rabbi Miller was a tremendous kanoi. And they say that Rabbi Isaac Sher was also like that. So nothing's pashut. But there's emotion against it, depending who, what, when. Sometimes it's not healthy for the person. It's pashut, not kedai. You lose too much out of it. But I was told in a Vardik, Grada, I was told, Cyber of Gershon and Cyber of Nussin, to be a Kanoi. Yochem Yikolain. Kanoi says Givaldig. I've had situations where I came out publicly saying something that was very, very, very appropriate. Shegetz once came to, I was on the staff of a certain yeshiva. And a Shegetz came in, he had to show things, demonstrate, and he did things that in our way of thinking, according to the rules of an Elachayid, you don't do that. And he was a Shegetz, he didn't chap. And people were, he was an important Shegetz that was coming, special, whatever, to show everybody certain things. And I opened my mouth for Rabbi. And I said, excuse me, sir, this is orthodox. We are orthodox. We don't do that stuff. I said it right there in front of everybody. Because I had to stop him in the middle. He was in the middle of doing something that was very inappropriate. In his world, Zachatchila. And by us, I was once at a maisa. I was once at a car. And there was Lashon Hara going on full blast ahead. And usually, if God talks Lashon Hara, I disappear. I avoid. That's my style. But there are clouds. When you're stuck in a car and you can't get out of there, I hinted a little bit until finally I exploded. I says, I'm not listening to that stuff. So I could be a kanoi sometimes. I've done these things. I try to avoid that. It comes way too easy for a guy like me to do that. You don't do stuff that's way too easy. What's hard? I just spoke to a guy today. Behold, he's not worth a penny. I says, for you, not being not worth a penny comes easy money. Am I right or wrong? He says, 100%. I do it by habit since I'm born. And that's why he's going through Gehenim. He says, don't ask what the guy's going through. For that reason, he thinks he's a zero. So I told him that you got to start working. It's hard to hold from yourself. That's my proof that it's the truth. Something that's hard, that's breaking your midas. To hold from yourself is breaking your midas. You'll get schar. Work on it. It's hard, hard work to hold from yourself. Very hard. So, how important it is, I was told a Slobot Yishmuz, how important it is to love people. They desperately need you to love them. Your own children especially. Now I'm going to tell you a pshat. First I'm going to tell you, I once said this before. I heard this from Chaim Tzvi Fogel, the G'dayli Talmidei Chevron, Talmud of Ramea Chodesh, that's all. So Adam Gadol Ma'id, he's not shy. He's an Eved Hashem. He says he loves every minute of his life because every move he makes is thought out. It's to do the Ratzon Hashem. I'm not ready for that. Not so fast. An American Harry, every move I make. You're going to start with every move I make. You're going to end up, every move you make, watch out, should be Ratzon Hashem. You want to end up, I might as well call the Mishagayim hoes now and send you, there, we got a new customer. He's careful every move he makes. You know, you got Mishaga. You can't do it. The Abishah does not want you to do things. For him, it's good. It's not for me. I can't. But Mishaga for them. You can be taught, by the way. That's why I want to bring the Vardig back, because the Vardig, if you have a way of thinking, you can do things you never thought you could do. It's a way of thinking. You wait. You suddenly, you enjoy things that yesterday was impossible. But in this world today, you can't do that. That's why I'm always telling people, can you learn 10 minutes a day, Muslim? You know, if I dare say an hour, I'm out of business. There's the guy who used to sit right here, a Tyra guy, see this younger man. So he told me like this, Mandel, if you would tell us 10 minutes, maybe we'd listen. But you're busy saying an hour Musa, an hour Musa. Everyone looks at you like, oh, what else is new? An hour Musa a day. You lost us. You don't say that. If you know it's good for you. I remember Rav Langlevin used to tell me, 10 minutes. Rav Shlomo Volba spoke in the Mir Yeshiva, in the Mir Shtibel in Borough Park. He spoke and the whole place was packed. Rabban Kreiser was there. And they were all listening. He was hanging on every word he said. And he said, Musa, 10 minutes. 20 minutes. I was looking. Oh, that's it? Most of a day? 10 minutes? And I say, halavai. Halavai, 10 minutes. You don't know who you're talking to. And Rav Langlevin, the same thing. 10 minutes, that's all. 10 minutes. Learn 10 minutes a day, Muslim. And once he told me under his breath about somebody, well, if you're a real pickle, a whole night of Muslim. Best thing to do. I heard a Misa with a Nevada guy. In New York, half of the Gemaisa, they say his daughter was not well. She was mentally in the garbage can. And this is what I heard. I wasn't there. He learned Musa all night long about that girl. In the morning, she was cured. A short while later, she got married. She lived happily ever after. Unbelievable. A whole night Musa can do things. Speaking of a whole... I'm curious. What in the world was he doing? But he cured her in the night. Look. You want to hear stories? Oh, boy. This fellow, I think I told this fellow, happened about 10 years ago. Venezuela. The guy calls me up from Venezuela. He has schizophrenia for 20 years. You heard this already? You didn't hear? Okay, here it goes. You heard it. Schizophrenia. You know what schizophrenia is? This is serious business. He's afraid to eat in public. He's petrified of the world. And he has a certain medication that without the medication, he's dead meat. And then that one day he heard Mandel. That's me. Heard Mandel making jokes out of everything. And before you take something, go to the Abishter. You're making a better than me. So for 3-4 days, he always made it. He wrote saying, he used to do that. That he always did. But for 3-4 days, he added Mandel's prescription. This stuff does not really help. It's the Yabishter that's making me better. And he said it very stark. 3-4 days. That's the lesson he told me. The next day, he lost his pills. And he didn't get excited. He said, the pills aren't necessary anyway. He kept repeating it. The guy had a refuah shalem. And in the past, whenever he forgot his pills, he said, this is terrible, and it became terrible. He said it's terrible, and it became terrible. You say, whatever you say, that's what happens. Yeah, you have a kayak when you say things. And he said, the guy's cured. You know what schizophrenia is? It's serious. This is not Kinderspiel. Schizophrenia. The man is a bundle of nerves. He's afraid to breathe, to do this, do that. And he's cured. I don't believe it myself. If he wouldn't tell me, I wouldn't believe it. I didn't know it was such a big bomb like this. Anyway, I'm going to tell you another mice speaking about. I heard this. There was somebody here from Bnei Brak. His Zayda was an Avada who put out a Sefer called Mavakish Hashlemus. The Sefer is fire lane. It's no divine. You see, this man was Kodesh Kadosh. He needed a Shidduch. The Chazanish read him a Shidduch. He sits down with the girl, and she's, lo and behold, she's a hiker. You know what that means? A hiker. She's bent over. She never fell off a horse when she was young. And for the rest of her life, she needs a Zekif Gefufim, which wasn't happening. And he took a look. Oh no, what did they read me? A hiker, you know. That's like marrying an official, you know. Officially he blew it, you know. You married a hiker. Shem Yerachem. A wife, a hiker. She's out. Nebuch. So, now I want to say something. I might want to be cute. And maybe it's not that I want to be cute. I may have hit it on the nail. Why did the Chazanish read this good-looking bachur? I heard he was dafka very good. He was put together, you know, the real thing. Hiker. So I say, a simple teretz. Chazanish too. You can't sell it to a normal guy. Nevardigal will do the job. To a Nevardigal. He was up all night learning Musa. All night learning, he was learning Musa. The souls who shot him. I heard this from the Yenikul. And he was learning Musa. Every 15 minutes, he started crying. Who's going to marry the poor girl? All night long. Who's going to marry the poor girl? Every 15 minutes. In the morning, got up. It's a shidduch. And he married that 8 children, beautiful family. Married a hiker. Unbelievable. Of David Blacher, how did he get married? David Blacher said, I am marrying the next girl that pops up. In Nevada? Closed estrogen boxes. That's the way they get married. Well, what's the difference? You're going to have the Shianus, or this the same, that the same. Everything is the Shianus. Like Rabina here says, Avraham Avinu, why are you such a happy person? Because he wasn't interested in having. He was interested in doing. By sameach means sameach. Simcha means growth. Growth does everything. But today, you tell somebody, ooh, you're steig from such a crazy matzav that you have. Please, don't give me the steig business. I don't want no crazy matzav. But if you are raised, Avraham Avinu says Abina Hirsch. Avraham Avinu's mentality was, how can I grow? Unbelievable. That's why came to my Sakedah. He had no problem with that. Nothing is saying. Everything's the same. Rav Weinkrantz's son, told me his father used to say, in every move, it's an assignment. Once you hear it, oh, it's an assignment. Oh, it's an assignment. You know, the people aren't real anymore. The matzav isn't real anymore. It's a test. Don't get so stressed out. And you came here for tests. I heard from a month with Schwab, without Nisyanis, what's the kutz? What are you worth? You had a class test. You got to hammer this in your whole life. That's why Navardigas wanted to live alone, away from others, because the rest of the world, they're not interested in the Sienis. They're interested in, but what's the matzav? Is it good or not? I tell people, look at what you look like. When people are Aymed ben Asayin, you know, there's a good feeling that, you know, it's in the next world. Chofetz Chaim, I once saw you said the main thing is the next world. What do you look like? They open you up and see the kinnah is gone, the taiva is gone, you're pure. Look at what a beautiful face you have. That's the ikkar of your life. Look who you are becoming. You're an oivid. That's the main thing. You're always working. That's plenty good. It doesn't matter what you become so much, but look what you look like. An oivid. That's gewaldig. Anyway. So as I say, so the David Blacher, Nidja Shidduch. Now he was a star. He was a chavrusa of Rav Avraham Grudzinski in Slobodka. Avraham Grudzinski was, if I'm not mistaken, Chofetz Chaim said on him that I'm Machaba Sfarim, the elder in Slobodka is Machaba people. Rav Avraham Grudzinski was a Malach Hashem Tzvokas. His daughter just put out a book of Shlomo Volba's wife. She was a Malach herself. I saw her one time, the way she ate. Oh, she was royalty. She was in charge of every move she made. Oh, this is class. Avraham Grudzinski. He was the number one man in Gan Slobodka. He was the Altiz Yegish. He took over his, he was not shy of curse Avraham, his sefer. Shlomo Volba's father-in-law. Avraham Grudzinski. What was I saying about it? Huh? Oh, he was his chavrusa. Shtelz Lefar B'Dover Blacha was his chavrusa. And then he left Slobodka, and for 2 years, he wasn't sure. Slobodka, Navardig, Slobodka. He bumped into the Alta from Navardig. The Alta did a job on him, and he said, okay, he's becoming Navardig. Not only he became Navardig, there's a picture of him smiling. He looks like $1 million. Every picture of him, he looks like he's oozing with simcha. He was the real, Rav Gershon told me, he was the real Yerush of Navardi. He was real Navardi. And in his sefer, there's a lot of Slobodka taste in there. I guess Navardi and Slobodka have in common. A lot of godless saw them sitting there. Beautiful. Sefer is a classic. All the mashgichim, they say, wanted to get hold of it. I have one copy, Divrei Bino Musa. It's unbelievable. That's a sefer that has. The Alta says, every hitter of Betachon must come true. Every thought of Betachon, and when you need it most, it's going to be working for you. Every hitter, every thought of Betachon must, he says it B'Shem the Alta. He has stuff there. It's nerve-wracking. Right? Yeah, if you don't feel it, even better, because you're suffering from Tzara Agra. If you're trying to work on Betachon and it's not going, now you're for sure you're going to make it. Because all the film Tairagra. I heard this from my Rabbein. Rabbi's like, check. Film Tairagra, you know, no one believes in film Tairagra. You had a nest, a Musa say that where nothing's going in and nothing's happening and nothing, but you sat there. You're going to make it for sure. Film Tairagra. What's going on? It's for sure. But it's totally in you. You have to believe. In Lefum Tzaira Agra. To get you to believe in that. The Bali Tshuva had such a hard time. Following tshuva, I have such a hard time believing that the aveira turned into a mitzvah. You know what happens to bali tshuva? That aveira that you created is a nasty malach that as soon as you're nifty, even when you're alive, he's out to get you. If something happens, it was that malach. You created him with your lashon hara, with your kas. Whenever you did something bad, your tigris, you created a bum who was out to kill you. That's why when you're nifta, they all say, hello, remember me? And there's tons of them all over the place. Remember that time you got angry at your wife? You created me. Now I'm going to get you for that. Oh, remember that time you the jealousy, remember? You made me. Remember what you did here? They're all over the place. The bad malachim, they're all over. And when you do tshuva, that bad malach turns around and becomes your best friend. Same guy. Turns around, hers is from Yitzhakaya. He turns around, he becomes your best friend. You got any problems in the next world? I'm out to save you. You did tshuva. You created me. That nasty, big, giant, wicked malach is me. Except I'm white. And I love you. And I'm here to help you. Because you did tshuva. Unbelievable. What about tshuva? But who believes in tshuva? Who believes in tshuva? It's so hard. Nah. He's not the same anymore. You know what he did? Oh. How did David HaMelech live with the chait of Bathsheba? And a miser like that. How did anyone invite him? David HaMelech was an Eved Hashem, Otsasi David Avdi, it says. David was an Eved Hashem. He made it. He's good. He's bad. I work. I try. That's all I'm here for. Father called him the David Chata. Ain't able to tell you, but his door didn't seem to feel like that. He got it all over the place. Achisefer wanted to kill him with his own bare hands because Bathsheba was his granddaughter. He enlisted he told Absalom, you're afraid to kill your father? I'll do the job myself. He yelled, it's a mitzvah to kill this man. What he did to my granddaughter? Bathsheba? Achisefer was a goal of Israel. Achisefer was his chavrusa, by the way. And David was afraid of him. He's the only person David was afraid of because he knew all David's secrets. He was his Tamuch, I don't know what you call him. He was his Rebbe. He called him his Rebbe. And he knew, he used to be Oyved Hashem with Achisefel. And Achisefel knew all about him. I'll destroy him. When he heard that Achisefel is on Avshalom's side, he started crying, Ebishta, Hafer Atas Achisefel Hashem. That was his biggest concern. I tied it up. It wasn't because Achisefel was so brilliant. It says, whoever asked Achisefel the Shiloh, it's like you're asking the Urbitum, you're asking Ebishta himself. If you got him on your side, you won the war. There's no way out of that. Because it's like asking Hashem and Eitzah. He's got all the right moves. He's going to do it. He'll make his side is a winning team. But I tied it a different reason why he was so afraid of him. As soon as he found out, Achisefel Bakashrim, it says, he's a rebel too? Oh no. Then David really went, I tied it a different reason. Because Achisefel symbolized David's Abeira. Because he was out to get David for the sin. You're shepherding me for my sin. Uh-oh. That's the way I see it. Anyway, because David wasn't really afraid of anything. When he did an Aveira, probably, Achisefel and Shimei ben Gera threw rocks at him. You know what he said? Bathsheba's, I see her right there. You're not ashamed? The Aveira you did, now she's your wife, lived happily ever after. You're not embarrassed? He threw rocks at him. You're a melech? What kind of melech are you? That's why, by the way, he chose Shimei ben Gera to be his son Shlomo's tutor, because somebody who's not afraid of a king like that is Sinei Hadras Panabadin, Sanhedrin. He was Rosh Sanhedrin. Rosh Sanhedrin is not scared of nobody. You know what I mean? Shem ben Shatach, the Yarei Melech came in and he said he was a cutthroat and his specialty was cutting throats of Bnei Taira. So now his Eved did something. He killed somebody. He heard this was his Eved. And so, and he came to court in front of Bezdin. And Shem ben Shatach gets up and he says, Yavai Baal HaShor. The Baal HaShor has to come to Bezdin. I want the owner here. You're a Shor. You're an Eved. You killed somebody. Somebody owns you. I want your master, which is a king. Yanei HaMelech. The Russia who hates Bnei Taira. And he'll, ruthless, but he was. So he came. And then he said, and he sat down, and he says, Yanei HaMelech, Amoid HaRaglecha. Get up on your feet. The halacha is you got yavoi bal asher v'yamoi al asher. You got to stand up and beis din. He let him tell him he was beis. Not scared of him. Rosh Sanhedrin. So Yanei Malach takes a look. He sees there's 36, there's 71, the bezin of 71 people. In Lishka, there in the, it wasn't Yerushalayim. It was before. No, it wasn't Yerushalayim. What are you talking to? The second Beis HaMikdash. Yanei Malach, yeah. So he said, Yanei Malach says, okay, that's what you say. I want to see the other members of Sanhedrin also speak to me the way you're speaking to me. No, let's hear them put me in my place the way you're doing that. Soine Hadras Panabadin. That's Sanhedrin. Soine. Hey, Loiso Guru Mipneish. They're not scared of nobody. Mishbel Oli Kiviyam. Rosh Sanhedrin has no fear of anything. I'm head of Sanhedrin. Papak's the whole world. And he let him so. Yannis, so Shin Ben Shotas takes a look to the right, and all the Sanhedrin make believe, I don't know, they're thinking, they're busy, I didn't notice. He looks to the left, they do the same thing, and he got upset, and he said, yeah, look, you make like your Bali Machshavas, you're deep in thought, Yavish, you should get you back for what you did. Gabriel Amalek came flying down, he killed the whole Sanhedrin, threw them all on the floor. See, you're afraid of another, and from then on, they made no more. Ain't done. It's a Gemara in Second Perek of Sanhedrin. So you can't be Don a king. Except Malchus Ben David. Malchus Ben David, a different type of people. But all the kings, look what happened here. Everyone's just scared of a Melech. Oh, don't start up with no kings. Anyway. But the Rosh Sanhedrin is not a joke. Shimon Ben Shattach was not scared of nobody. And Shimon Ben Gera was Rosh Sanhedrin, not scared of nobody. And he was Mordechai's Elta Zeda. And Mordechai was a Rosh Sanhedrin. And Haman, go hang yourself. He ain't scaring me. You can see everyone else is Bekari Mishnachim al Haman. Not me. Oh, no. I fapak you. That Mordechai was an anacle of Shimi Ben Gera. Anyway, so Shimi Ben Gera was one of those people throwing rocks at David. He wasn't afraid of David. That's the time that was playing in the end. Not only David didn't kill him, but David said, I'll use him for my son's tutor. Best tutor is Rosh Sanhedrin, he's not scared of a Ben Melech. You see the way he's not scared of me. So he can put him in his place. Otherwise, all the tutors, you know, he won't get a chinuch because they're all scared of him. That's my pshat. Anyway. But, what are you up to? Yeah. They had him all over the place. Shimon Ben Gera cursed him. Kolonim Retzes, Noyef, Reteach, Mamza, Nimretzes, Tayeva. He said this in public, a Rosh Sanhedrin, and he threw rocks at him. So David didn't want to kill him. We know the story. So anyway, but one of the tainas he had on him was, there's Bathsheba right there. He had embarrassed. So Shimon Ben Gera had it in for him. Several had it in for him. And there's a Medrash, Klal Yisrael got together. I don't know exactly the setting. But a group of Yidden said, here goes a Melech. Nechshol with an Eishes Ish. Killed a husband and married a wife. Never heard of such a thing. So David HaMelech got up and he said, Eishes Ish is Bechenek. But he gets Eilam Haba. Maba Pnei Chaveri Barabim. That's the story. David had to defend himself all his life. For that chait, nobody. And when he was nifta, finally, when he was nifta, when they brought his aron to the Shlema Melech, wanted to get the gates of the Beis Hamikdash open, they wouldn't open until he said, "Bavur David Avdecha, Al Tashay Pnei Mishichacha." And the gates opened up. As soon as those gates opened up, it says, when that happened, all David's enemies' faces became black like a pot. The bottom of a pot. That's what they fought. After he was nifta, imagine how did he live with such a chait? The whole world, they were out to, is not shayach. How do you live with a chait? That's why David HaMelech is our example. You be an Eved Hashem, do the best you can. But believing in tshuva is so hard. How do you believe that you're better than before? God, give me a break. You messed up. There was a certain Chassidish Rebbe, I don't want to say who, that the shalom was, who's the next Rebbe? Of a certain Chassidish. And the Shmua was one of the sons he's going to be. Why? Because during the war, he was the most Eisgehal. He didn't do things that were maybe so-so. In the bad times, he was... So, I take a look, his brothers were malochim, tzaddikim gemurim. For whatever reason, if somebody was messed up along the road, they passed him. He's no good. Person does an aveira. I just spoke to somebody. Whatever, he's got aveira situations. He has no self-esteem. People with aveiras... It's not kedai to sin for the self-esteem issue alone. It's not kedai. You know what it does to you? Especially certain aveiros, because they can almost kill you. It's very hard to hold yourself with a sin because the seichel ha-poshet does not believe in tshuva. Why the guy's doing tshuva? He's trying. He's this. I respect all these guys and I tell them, I hold your gevaldik. Look at me. Yeah. Trying to make me feel good. But how I hold from Bali Yisurim big time. I bet some do. Bal Yisurim. Everyone calls a Nebuch an Almona in my books. An Almon, an Almona. Oh boy. I'm in awe. You know what the Vilna Gaon said about his mother? Her greatest accomplishment in life was being an Almona for 22 years. You know what Almona is? She's Kaidish Kedoshim. She has Yisurim. She doesn't have all the... A Bal Yisurim is so holy, people don't appreciate. You know what a Bal Yisurim means? If you're a quiet guy, and you feel out of place, you're big time Bal Yisurim. Or you're married and things are so-so, and it's your fault yet. Big time Bal Yisurim. If you have all these issue people, they don't chop. They don't chop their greatness, Bachal. Vayara Hashem kisnua leya vayiptach esrachma, the album kelm. A bomb is no greater, the vault of the universe. Not because she was a tzaddikus. Not because she davened. Snua. They don't like me around here. You are going to be the mother of the lion's share of Klal Yisrael. Kahuna, Leviya, Malchus, because you snua. Anybody goes, now I want to, don't be disappointed, but I don't think too many people are really, really, really snooers. They think they are. They read the Chayin Cup. I know what they think of me. Nah. He's got my number. He thinks I'm one of those. We go around with all this garbage. It's baloney. The guy's even thinking of you. He's worried about himself all day long. But everybody feels like he's a snooer. So listen. If you feel you're a snooer, it's good enough. But you're not! They love you! It's good enough. I say if people would come attend their own levayas, they should take a levaya and bring it back a couple of years before the guy was nifta. And he should hear what they plan to say. He was not gonna die so fast. He's gonna hang around many long, happy, healthy years. So, I love this stuff. I didn't know they held so much from me. But some people say, don't worry so much. Somebody once went to a levaya and he heard and he says, you know, I knew that guy. I didn't know this and that. He said, don't worry, when you die, they'll lie just they'll say the same lies for you. What's it up, Kabita? But anyway, if a person could only attend his own funeral, it's a shut. So I don't waste no time. I don't waste no time. I am busy being maspid myself every single day. That is my musa seder. A hesped on me. Where I figure what they would say. But I'm talking to guys who talk a lot. You know, what would the guys who know how to lay it on think? Would say, I write that all down. I'm this and that. And, misophic, I add stuff too. I add all kinds of stuff. You know, I told my father that's all. Chasu Chalil, my father. But my father said he doesn't want any hesped. And Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum was Mishabeach and very stuck with that. No hesped, none of that stuff. So I say like this. I'm not saying that for the Yoilim, just in case the Yoilim wants to know my plans for Achra, you know, and Achra Meyam Esim Shana. My plans are, Rabbi Yisai, that I'm just a different generation. My father said that. Now I say a little bit different. I say, anybody has any trouble finding nice stuff about me, I'll tell you what to say. I am loaded. I take out all my espadim. I have tons of espadim through the years, what I wrote about myself. What I did this, but what a tzaddik, you have no idea my greatness, Rabbi Sai, how big I am. So if you have any trouble in making a hesped on me, I'll give you plenty of material. You could read up on this. Yes? The Alt is your time.
Layla.
Starting with 5,000. We're being easy on the Yoilim.
We take all forms of payment.
What?
We take all forms of payment. So if the Yoilim wants his chutz, there's a little bit left to still be
sponsored. Well, you have just approached all the, this is the Gvirim session of Lakewood. These are the Gvirim, they're all here. Probably I handpicked Gvirim of Lakewood. They're all sitting here. Anyway. Thank you for all the Rabbi Yodman is my chief gabbai. Him and someone else. He's Givaldik. Anyway, that's in my shul. You know the shul anyway. Have a mind. Rabbi Gruber should have a full shul in it. He gives us that place for free. You know that? And he wasn't feeling well. And he told me, yeah, give me it for free and I'm sick. I'm getting worse. I said, 1 second. I'll take care of you. I came back a week later. You better? A little bit. So give another bracha. My covet is at stake. I want to tell him, I'm curing you. Rabbi Gruber, out of the woods. Say everybody, amen.
Amen.
Including anybody who's listening to me. Have Rabbi Gruber mind a tzaddik ayid. He lets us use his place. It's kavaldi. For nothing, he doesn't take nothing. Maybe she should give my ganze refuah of a long, happy, healthy years. What does I? Watch what happens. The whole oilam here will become officially an Admar. When he's jumping around tomorrow, hey, what happened? I'll tell him, Mandel's Chevra, we did the job, just in case you wanted to know. We're all up and coming Admar, not up and coming, we're already, anyway, where are we up to? The Alta is your time. So the Alta had such a happy life. Rav Olansky told me, when he wanted to meet the Alta the first time, he figured he must be real depressive because the stories you heard about him, like, you know, alone in the woods, you know, the Didus, everything, he must be one of those. And he saw the happiest person he ever met. He was so, you know what he once said to the Alta? He papacked the whole world. He was once, they were standing in the middle of World War One, I think it was. When the World War One took place, Rav Shlomo Volba gave a hesped on the Alta from the Vardy. Yeah, on Rav Chaim Shalevitz. But 90% of the hesped on Rav Chaim Shalevitz was on the Alta from the Vardy. Shlomo Volba.
Why?
I'll tell you why in a minute. He started saying World War One. You can't be masig. How did this man walk in the street and papak the whole situation? Oh, it's World War One. That's so interesting. We're building yeshivas. All yeshivas closed down. Slobodka was in Kremenchug. That's a different town. They were in Gullus. All the yeshivas were, they closed, they were in Gullus. It's a world war, you know, except for Navarik. Navarik was putting up signs all over town. We are being Makabal Bachran now. Please join us. And we have everything we need. Geld? Nobody had money. People were starving. No problem. Just come us. We'll be okay. He once took a Slobodka Bachran. Can't get. He made a deal with him. He made him make a, I made a kinyan with him. And he says, okay, you're joining us. He was cool. Slobodka, he was Slobodka. And he said, you're going to join it. Then he guaranteed him that he wouldn't get drafted. You know that? He had shtick. whoever came to him never got drafted. It was unbelievable. Come on. And he had Tosfos Gialta and the Malam and Ateva. He lived, he was in a different world. He was a Malach Alikim. So, Rav Shlomo Volbo tells over. They say to Slabot, he said, you want to join us? You got to build a yeshiva. And they say he went ahead, he was a great speaker, and he did a great job. So, Slabot Kibosh joined the Vardik during the war. Shame. The, Rav Zayche tells over the story. Anyway, so, they want show there with signs all over town. Anybody who doesn't report from this age, will be shot in the street. So the Bachar came running, the Alta. They're gonna shoot us all with it. He said, who told you? There's signs all over town. They catch anybody who doesn't report to the army headquarters. Wait, you saw signs? Who tells you to look at the signs? It's a true story. Now you want to hear a true story of me? There's a younger man here in Lakewood. You can ask him. He needs money. Shenemah. And by here, one thing, he lives, his apartment is his life. He likes it there, yes. Gavaldi, that's his one thing in life, yes. But here, to get this night letter, you're going to be evicted, that stuff. He calls me up, he's going berserk. So I told him the story about the Alta from the Vardy. He says, who tells you? She says, but they wrote me. So I says, take it and throw it in the garbage. That happened 20 years ago. He's still in that place. One of my mice said, throw it in the garbage. You hear this? It's my mice. There we go. Shabbat and garbage are I. If you're really not generous with judges, do I have a story? I told you what the cop, what happened with me with the cop. You heard the story of the cop? You heard the story of the cop? The cop, I tried to get ahead of the cop. And he got ahead of me. What can you do? You can't win them all. So I was trying to get him. I said, you're a cop. It's nice to know you, but I want to get ahead of you. Mechotesa. I respect you, but right now I need to go to school. You don't have to go to school. I'm a Rebbe. I need to get ahead of you. So I tried and I couldn't. He got ahead of me. Okay. So then you make a turn at 88. You make a turn off the Cedar Bridge. Make a left turn. There's a green arrow pointing. You got to make it fast. So a lot of guys cheat a little. Gamani b'seichem. Some murder cop is also b'seichem. For whatever. So the cop makes his turn, and I go right behind the cop, and I go, oh. He stops his car. He puts out his hand. He says, do you know you just passed the red light? So the first thing I know, the rules in Nevada is b'machnia. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. You're right. But I was following you. So he left me alone. He was a serious guy. I couldn't joke with him. Well, I'm friendly with cops. I see a cop, I always compliment. Thanks for the good work that you're doing. Boy, do they smile. They're like all of us. They need a compliment. The guy with the gun, with the dust. I don't have a gun. He needs a compliment like everyone else. I give compliments to waiters. These schutz and they come with chasanis. These Spanish, these Mexicans, whatever, they don't know, they barely know English, Good job! You have a good smile, the guys. It's chias hamesim. Yeah, seriously, ashegas. Jews somehow. Jews are nice. So you get compliments here and there. By them, I don't know, I always get, when I say a compliment to ashegas, what's wrong with doing that? You're supposed to do, be a mensch, be nice to ashegas. Say, doing a good job. Thank you. Service with a smile. You always put in a good word. You want to really get Olam Haba. You see a Shegas walking with his dog, his poodle, and compliment the poodle after Shegas. He's not interested. Compliment the poodle, I promise you. You compliment that poodle, he will never forget it. I've done it several times. The guy turns colors. He sounds like as if you told him you did the best shittus in the world. He feels better than that. Like, how did you get such a catch? Or you're so, wait, they, mamas, they turn colors, they thank you, the child, he likes my dog. You see, that's what he imagined was tzitzach. For a person to love his dog so much. Man's best friend. No. It says, Pnei Ador, Pnei Akelev. Furish HaChazal. So they're Mekayim. The Minchas Aluza held that the Czechoslovakians are Amalek. Because Amalek is compared to a dog. Every Czechoslovakian had a horse. They all had dogs. Just not held their own. That's Amalek. No. But anyway, they're being nice to people. You have to have, you have to love people. You have to love. How do you do that? I'm petrified of everybody. I just recently went over to somebody I kissed and I meant it. Somebody that, I kissed them and hugged them out. I have your papa. I love you. I'm not allowed to love you? I love the guy. I do. I really, really like him. And I just kissed him and hugged him. It hit him. I did to another guy and I meant it too. I says, do you know, this guy hates Hanifa. He hates it. If Hanifa helps. Don't, not with me. He's one of those guys that you dare say any, those phony balonies. Don't dare, he's one of them. Hard, no nonsense types, you ever see them? On the ground. Don't, you gotta say everybody's good. None of that stuff. I went over to him. And I says, now look, I'm not trying to hump you. I'm just telling it to your face. I happen to like you. I meant it. Did he turn colors? He didn't know it hit him. He didn't know it hit him. Now, how do you get to such a high madrega like me? My father used to do this left and right. My father was a Navarrete. He kissed everybody. He kissed my father. Was a human. Should have a lichtig ganegi. I try to model after him. I have a lot from my father. So I try to model after him. Because when in his time, I couldn't get near him. I had no shaisas. I had to go to Navarrete for years. And now, slowly but surely, I'm starting to fit in. He was a Talmud of Shagra Feivel Ben Lovitch. And he was a Rishana, Kipitchen and Tzachasin. Ach, Kipitchen and Tzachasin were full of love. Kup Tarain! He visits the Rebbe. We're Hasidic. I hope you don't mind. The Olam is not Makbid. Hope the Litvish Olam. If you didn't figure it out by now, I have Hasidic roots, and I'm very proud of them. If you don't mind. I happen to like my Hasidic roots. Anybody, I like them. By the way, I like Litvaks too. Plenty. They have plenty good. I love them all. Anyway, here's the story. But my father, there was a Shegetz that lived next door to a house in Far Rockaway, New York. Every guy loved my father. They loved him. He was a human. He looked at squirrels and he went, kick the ass on this. Look how he's eating. Wow. With such a geschmack. Look the way he's there with his tail is wagging back and forth. He's geschmack. Look at that squirrel. And my father used to walk in the street. The fresh aloft, the fresh air, the Abishters. Fresh aloft. Ah, he loved the air. He loved Hashem big time, my father. Yeah, him and Hashem was, what he once said? I feel like a Ben Yachid to the Abishters, my father. Everybody has to be like my father and that Aguda for sure. Say, I'm a Ben Yachid. No, I feel I'm favorite. No, I've been on my father's family. They say that. My Baba Lashon was a big tzaddikus. She was a big machaneches. She once told my Uncle Penny. My Uncle Penny was the pinkest man that was a big tzaddik. She said, Uncle Penny told me, a chakran has a hard life. Why? A guy that lies, he says, one time you said this, one time you said that, you never know. Because he has to hold up. He has to hold his head. This guy, I said that lie. This guy told that lie. And he's got his life is full of, it's not easy to be a liar. Because you have to hold up. You have to stick to the same lie with him. Him, he told a different lie. So you gotta, you associate yourself all your life. So there were straight boards. All of the Mandels, Emmis, oh boy, get it. Very Emmistic, all of them. No, it makes life less complicated. That's what it is, and that's what I'm going to say forever. Anyway, what was I saying? So, my Uncle Penny, what? And the bubble, I shall. So she was Machanathan. They say that all the kids felt like a Ben Yosef. Imagine. He kicks out. No, I'm Ami's favorite. No, I'm Ami's favorite. They used to fight. You could have it. No, you, an extra pickle, whatever. If I would have been there, a pickle? I would have been shaking. Give me the pickle. I'm joking. No, not that bad. But they each one wanted the other one. I want to tell you a sort of story. Shlomo Boba in Beriaki. I went there. My brother's a big tzaddik. Moshe Mandel, big tzaddik. I have a lot from him. He's a massive Oyvet Hashem. I hope my brother to be the number one Oyvet in Gans Borough Park. Moshe, are you listening to that one? I said that for you to hear. Anyway, he's a tzaddik, a tamer of Boba, that child. So he invited me over. He first came to Eretz Yisrael. I used to hang out there a little bit. So I came there once for Shavuos. I used to come around. And, so it was a new modern place, but no food. Buildings they give you, but food, the food's alright. Don't eat. Do eat. But you gotta eat. So every day they had the main meal of the day is the afternoon. That's when they eat meat. That's a show. Those days, I don't know about today. And they had a big, you know, metal bowl full of fliegelach, you know, drumsticks they're called, you know, pulkelach mit fliegelach, you know, not a top or a bottom. Normal chicken you didn't have. You had the pot that they throw at, you know, that's all they had, yeshiva. So they used to sit around. Ali Musa. Rav Boba had them trained over. And they used to sit around. And they're looking. They used to look at the Rav Moshe. Have a seat. So each person waited to see the other guy should go first. But they were eating nothing. That's the main dish. There was nothing there. A little piece of meat. That size. And let him go first. They each waited. The Musi Yeshiva, Shlomo Boba, Beriakiv. Each person waited. You go first. No, you go first. You go first. So there was a chevron. So finally, they're all late. There was a guy that always came late. And there was a bunch of stuff left. He used to take the whole pot and dump it. And he took, he had his fun. All the Musa niggas ate almost nothing. And he took all their shirayim. He had triple as much as everyone. Oh, anyway, but I'll tell you a ma'aser of Shlomo Boba. I'm speaking about it. I might as well tell you this ma'aser. It's kedai. I go with him very stark. And Vargas did a job on me. I recommend everybody do it. You have a vata in the pasha? Say your own. I have a lot of stuff. I don't tell you because I don't know if the other wants to hear my Torah so much. But maybe one I'll tell them. It's half of a fella. Somebody got up. He had a vod. Somebody got up. And he said over Ma'aral. Each bracha had a chance to say his divrei. His musavot, whatever. Someone said over Ma'aral. Shlomo Volber wiped the floor with him. Der bracha v'sot ibe gezokte Ma'aral. Es kumpt ma mashkante. You know what that means? I don't want to say. You know what they did to you in Europe, mashkante? They pulled up you. They threw you into. They smashed you up. I say, he deserves a mashkante. And he was serious. And the bracha sat like this. By the way, he ended up being the single most sashiva bracha in the whole yeshiva. That's maybe why. Whatever. He was a bomb. I don't want to say who it was. But he said, "What's wrong, Mara?" He says, you have to say your own stuff. Say your own stuff. Don't give me his bot. Say your own. I'm very into that. You know what that does to me? Keeps my brain working all the time. I'm busy with my own stuff. I'm going to tell you one bot, but that's so important. And he said he repeated it, and he meant it. And he kept repeating. And that bacha that I said about him that deserves a mashkanta, he kept repeating it. Don't think I have regrets. And he was the favorite bach in the whole yeshiva, by the way. And now I'm going to tell you a quick about if I may. I'm going to tell you half of it. Now, what kept Yaakov, what kept Yosef from doing the sin? He saw Yaakov's face. Says Reb Chaim Tzvi Fogel. Chaim Tzvi Fogel said that, what's his father's face? He remember Yisrael, Av as Yosef Mikol Bonav. Remember that love. That stopped them from all sins. You love your children! It'll stop them from sinning! You want to know who sins the most? People who never get kicked in the garbage can. They have a much harder nesayin, especially with Kedusha Zachar. Because they, whatever, a person has to be loved. Now, Yaakov Avinu, why did the Mama Rivka go to Lavan, Who's Lavan? She knew who Lavan was. No, that's where you're getting your shit off by Lavan. Okay, whatever. But I just want to mention something. You know that Yaakov Avinu suddenly went flying. How did he go feet to Sadarach? Because he got a good psura. David said, Shemar Tichim, I'm going to watch you. You heard that? So Rashi says he went flying because you have the Sida Kayach, the word Yaakov had is from Ruach. You're in a good mood. You move. That's it. Okay, now listen to this. Now he comes to the Be'er over there, well over there. There's a bunch of shepherds fighting around and he doesn't want to. And you can't take off the stone. You need a lot of, all the shepherds are waiting, we can't do it. The Navadik is a Madaik, that Yaakov Avinu, he's a fugitive, he's running for his life, his strange country, and he says, why aren't you guys taking care, why aren't you, he gives Musa already. That's the Navadik. The Navadik just took that, they used to do that. They would go in the middle of the war, and on the losing side, whatever, they'd go right over to the general, you're not behaving, mister, get lost, you know. The Navadik is, they picked it up from Yaakov, I have stories. Anyway, so Yaakov Avinu, they say, we can't take off the stone. It's a humongous stone. It takes 10 people to pick it up with you. We need a whole oilam here. So it says, Yaakov Avinu takes a look, and he sees Rachel, the daughter of Lavan Achi Imai, my mother's brother. That's my mother. He saw his mother. Then suddenly he sees the sheep of Lavan, Achi Imai. And he was Mashke, the sheep. He suddenly pulled it off, Chazal say, like a bottle cap. And Rashi says it was super strong. He popped it off like a joke. And he gave all the sheep to drink. Saying Lavan, Achi Imai, 3 times. You know what's going on? My mother. He connected Lavan here. My mother. Now, what's his mother? The Rivka Heva says Yankee. The love she gave him kayach. He remembered his mother, mommy. How you love me? Now I'm strong. I can do anything. Now that's why it says, "How come?" By Yehav Yitzchak say so. Lashon Avar. The Rivka Heva. She's always loving Yankee. I want to say a dig. At least it's a remez. She's always loving him because that love's going to carry him throughout his life. And I want to tell you, that's why she told him to go to Lavan. You remember me. It's going to hold you in your Shemayim. It's going to make you strong physically. How do you like that one? Not bad, right? It's a bomb. Ich halt, she's Tatus Emmas. I hold it. Whoever holds differently, Kenish Lanan. I'm joking. They say, Rechaim Shalem. He got together. He used to speak Breit from Chaim Shalevitz. He said, and he told the Alta from the Varnik. So he was, the Elam used to be on the floor. Whenever he spoke in public, Chaim Shalevitz was so funny. The whole Yerushalayim went wild over him. He was a winner. The Alta Zainakol, you know, Chaim Shalevitz. Anyway, I heard that he said this Barabbim. And the guys are talking about it forever. There was not land on this pshat in Chanukah, Kedesh Lanan. Whoever says different than my pshat doesn't know how to learn. He used to chip a lot with the brisket, you don't know? He used to chip, he said, you guys know that. It's good. So anyway. But I really hold this pshat. I'm a shashay. I was a spall for this. All my pshat, I daven. I recommend for learning, daven. You want to start your learning? Put more kaychas in davening. The Chazanish, they say he put more kaychas in the tefillah that he should learn good. More than the Yegiyas HaTorah, the Yegiyas HaTorah, Eibishter. Do me a favor. Help me learn good. I'm telling you, it works. You ever hear a pshat like this? That's tefillah. I forget where I am. How many boys? Watch what you say, Mandel, you're among adults. Learn how to, be normal. It's supposed to be, it's a normal world. You fight them with the kids, 9-year-olds. They're not 9-year-olds. These guys are, watch what you say. That's why, if anybody even notices, I'm a little bit, not quite, whatever. I blame it on the 9-year-olds. I hang around those guys. They say, you want to keep young. Teach little kids. Keeps you young. Anyway. So what was I saying? But I daven for that. I daven. Say your own divrei Torah. Say your own. He said. I can do that once in a while, not too much. I'm busy with my own. You want one more vote? You won't kill me if I say one more vote. Listen to this. I love it. I'm a shtasheya with this vote. It gives me simcha. I walk in the street. I'm like Pasuk putting me gears. Nobody knows that? Oh, come on. You didn't know? I'm like Pasuk putting me gears. My mind is full of terror day and night. You can ask my wife, I'm always bumping into the walls. I'm joking. But I happen to be very chashiv. Like, I'm not stuck. I tell you, for that alone, it pays to be a Balgaimanik. I get so many laughs. I can't always get people to laugh. But when I boisterous stuff, that goes, sells everywhere. They love that. I told you what happened. Rabbi Aaron's Yotzeit, I told you about that one. Rabbi Aaron's Yotzeit. So I said to Rabbi, my father's Yotzeit, was selling books to reform conservatives. He lived in Long Island. That's the only business he had come out. So he was selling books that were a little bit not so. So he went to Rabbi Aaron, am I allowed to do this? So what? Parnosa, what's going to be? So Rabbi Aaron said, you're not allowed to do it. And then with tears in his eyes, what are you going to do now with Parnosa? Now, I heard that story from my father, that's all. But the Enochlach heard a different story. They heard like this. The story went like this. My father, after Rabbi Aaron said, you can't use it, my father says, what's going to be Parnosa? So Rabbi Aaron says, Parnosa, I don't know, but good kids you got to have. So I punked like the second gear so better than the first. In fact, I had a kasha for years and years and years. How did I turn out so great? I was wondering, how did my parents zeich up to me? I said, now, after all these years, now I got the Torah. Now, Byron's bracha. See? Now you know if anybody. So that's one of my. Anyway, so now listen to this vod. It's half of a fella. This vod is half of a fella. The Mamalaya, how does she go ahead and say, I'm at kachta mesishi? You took my husband away from me. How do you say that? Nobody has a good terrorist. I'm sorry. And they're all, I don't know. I'd hear anything. I'm going to tell you a terrorist. Emes Amidish, I'll tell you. You know what she said? I got my husband through learning Torah. Yaakov wants you. It doesn't mean a thing. I harvested through tefillah. You didn't. He's mine. He's not yours. Tefillah is everything. You're taking my husband. He's mine. I'm the one that mutches a whole lifetime to get this Yankee. He's mine. And that's Emes Amidish El Torah. How many boys hold Schmecht from Emes? No? What? It's real. No? It's real. What? Oh, yeah, that's my right. The mama, what did Chana say? He said, when Eli HaKohen wanted to kill him because he was, Rabbi, he's Chaim Misa. I davened for him. Don't touch him. I davened. And what did Yaakov Avinu say about davened? B'charbi v'kashti. I got Shem with my sword. Zon Chazal, no, with my tefillis. I get swords, it doesn't mean a thing. Tefillis is everything. The one who davens. Daven your head off. I saw the thing the Chazal says.